Pod.
That's totally going to be the intro song.
We're recording, damn it.
Welcome to Gamers Make the World Go Round,
episode 16, I think we are at. We've missed a few weeks, I'm sorry, but we're getting there. I'm James, and with me is Tim.
Hello.
Brad.
Hey.
And Luke.
Hey.
How's your lunch, man?
It's good. Okay. It's pretty delicious.
Nice.
It's good sausage roll.
Smells good.
I had to get it on the way, otherwise it's like nothing till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, fair enough. But thanks for...
First world problem.
Yeah. We're just saying that E3 starts next week.
Yep.
So we're getting a little bit excited. We're going to see lots of stuff that we haven't seen yet. Hopefully.
I don't know, do you think it's going to be anything big?
Nah. I think it's going to be...
I hope there's just something that just like, boom, blows away.
I hope that...
Maybe they've lowered expectations to do that.
Yeah, true that.
When I say that, I mean Microsoft or Sony.
Well, I don't know, I didn't mind, like, I know people are complaining about the presentations last year, like, they were all about Move and they were all about Kinect and stuff, but it was, the concept stuff they were showing was pretty good, except the Move, when they had the, did you watch the last year's presentation?
No, I didn't know.
They had like some basketball player, I can't remember his name, and he was sponsoring a basketball game playing with the Move, and he was going so terrible. You could tell he'd never used it before.
Yeah.
And just appeared 10 minutes before the show was on, and he's like, yeah, I got this, man.
Where's my check?
Exactly. He's getting his ass kicked, and they're like, well, thank you for that demonstration. We'll just move on and we'll keep going, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
So tell us the bad news.
I think everyone's done with Kinect and Move.
I'm not. I use Move every second day for my exercising stuff.
Source 3 just came out.
I played the demo yesterday. Mm. I liked it. Except that I felt like a wanker because I'm just waving my hand back and forth like that. Like I'm wanking the whole time.
We got it.
We
Yeah, good radio. Good radio.
The bad news you were saying just before, as Brad just asked, when does Colonial Marines come out? It's been pushed. Same as Bioshock, same as Tomb Raider, and what was the other one? Oh, something else.
Everything
all been pushed to 2013.
Halo 4.
So,
no, Halo 4's been pushed, has it?
No, that's still Christmas.
So what is coming
out? Cyber Relief. Call of Duty. Assassin's Creed.
So I don't know if its developers being a bit...
I'm telling you, it's strategic decisions. I'm betting. Black Ops 2 might be, again, the biggest...
Look, second biggest selling game. Just
but it's not...
Pure...
Someone just...
It's a double whammy, though, because... did you see my Facebook post from yesterday?
I did.
Prometheus is getting really rubbish reviews.
Oh, really?
Oh, no! Yeah.
And,
Hello.
And it's actually...
Hello.
I know this is a gaming podcast, so I'll just leave it here.
No, it's fine.
We did like half a pod about Avengers once.
Yeah, Gamers Make the World Go Round just means that we're in positions
it's
that
actually,
the world go around.
It's actually depressed me since... look, reviews are reviews, and you take them on board, and what are we going to do? But Empire Magazine, the UK movie review magazine, I don't think I've ever disagreed with anything that they
say. Oh, right, okay, so they're ripping...
When they say a film is a classic, I also accept that it's a classic. When they say it's terrible, I think it's terrible. When they think it's in between, I'm like, meh, when I come out of the cinema. And it doesn't matter whether I read the review first and then go and see the film, or go and see the film, make up my own mind, and then read the review. They're always on the same page.
Empire, okay.
And the thing is with Prometheus... If it wasn't going to be a classic, I would have been disappointed.
Well,
my expectations were that
the
high.
The thing is that there's movies have come out and they've been shit to what people say, and then they've turned into cult classics anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, Blade Runner.
Your friend said on Facebook as well. Yeah. Blade Runner, people hated that when that came out.
Yeah, so...
You watch it be Prometheus, the director's cut, in 5 years.
Yeah, the Richard Donner cut.
Some of the stuff they said about it was exactly what I was worried it would do, that the tone was flat, that the space jockey was... not as interesting as we all thought it was going to be after 30 years of what's happened in our mind.
Too much build up. Too much.
You can't
the mind movie was better than the actual movie.
Yeah, exactly. That I shall stay in
mind
my mind.
Movie. Aliens, the mind movie.
Anyway.
Well, you need to go watch it and then come back and tell us if it's... Go and watch it or if it's...
That's the thing.
Just hold on to Alien 1 and 2.
I don't go to the cinema regularly. I go when it's something that just... I have to go, otherwise I'll kill myself if I don't see it at the cinema. And now this has now been relegated into don't have to see it. I can see it on the big screen.
Really?
Yeah.
But say, just off one review. Have you checked
off a review that I trust inherently.
Okay.
Because I checked, after I saw your Facebook thing last night, I checked on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm.
And it's majority good. It's about 80%.
What about IGN and stuff like that?
IGN, I was halfway through the review and then I had to come to this, so I didn't...
What were they going so far?
But halfway through it seemed okay, but it was like, it wasn't going like... You
this
could tell
amazing.
It wasn't going to be a great review.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
okay.
Like, pretty generic characters, everyone's sort of a stereotype.
I gave it 3 stars. Which is not a bad movie.
Out of
but
five,
my expectations of it, I would have been disappointed if it was a 4.
Yeah, right.
Really, so, you wanted to be 5-star or nothing?
Absolutely. Alien and Aliens are.
Yeah.
Absolute okay. 5-star.
I'm gonna have to buy.
What do you give Alien 3?
I don't mind Alien 3.
I know.
I
hang my head in shame.
Like,
Alien 3's tone is so miserable, and I think when I first saw it, there was just no hope in it.
Yeah, there really is no joy in the prison.
There's no joy in it whatsoever. And when I was younger, I found that hard to take, because at least in like in Aliens, you've got some comedy coming from the Marines themselves, some likable characters. There's very few likable characters in Alien 3.
Game over, man.
And the people they do like who are nice in Alien 3, like Charles Dance's character, the Doctor, spoiler, gets killed early. Mm. So even though.
And I just hated that, like. The character I loved from Aliens, that Marine dude, was
Michael Biehn, who played Hicks.
Hicks, that's Corporal right. Hicks. I loved him, and then it was like Alien 3. Oh yeah, he's dead. Newt's dead. They're all dead. So
Cat's dead. Everyone's dead.
like Fincher came along.
See the butterfly?
Is a serious adult franchise. How can I make it even more miserable than it already is?
Did you see that dude who played Hicks?
And kill everyone we like.
The guy who played Hicks, so that they could use his likeness in Alien 3. He got to pay the same paycheck as he did for Aliens.
Oh fuck off! He's just been in it.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I love Fincher. He's like one of my favourite directors. And he started with Alien.
You've probably already read it, but Empire did, Australian one, did a thing one time where they went through his outline of what he originally wanted to do with Alien 3.
Yeah. The studio crushed his vision.
Yeah, and the monks and on some planet made out of like old school wooden stuff.
Wooden planet,
yeah, really weird.
Yeah. But anyway.
You lost me. I don't know.
Sorry, gamers.
Alright.
That's alright. So that's pretty shit with E3 with the delays.
There's no fucking games.
Well, I'm keen to see what they're going to call the Wii U, because apparently they've changed the name.
Really?
It's like Orbis
and
Durango. Durango.
Giraffo or whatever it's
Giraffo.
I'm
Bongos.
Bongos.
Wii.
Nah. Yeah, maybe they call it Wii Me
instead of Wii U.
Should we talk about something that's exciting?
Yes.
Sure.
What's Dunga? Have you seen the trailer?
Yes. No.
No.
What?
Really?
There's a trailer?
Dawnguard trailer.
I thought you were all to watch it.
Oh my god, what the
around.
Fuck, man? Okay, tell me, please, break the news.
I've got some notes, you go.
Okay, it looks like, it's definitely based around vampires.
Oh, cool.
The Dawnguard looks like a faction who are trying to eliminate a vampire nest.
Anti-vamp.
And the Dawn... mechanic of it, Dawnguard. They're the
Dawnguard in lore is our vampire hunters, aren't they? In the Elder Scrolls lore. Anyway.
And the mechanic of it is, it looks like you can make a choice between joining Dawnguard or joining the vampires.
So factions.
Wait.
Like Civil War.
So what happens to your current game?
Yeah. That's what's not clear. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because I'm a werewolf.
Because
and that's one of the main things that they. That they need to consider is whether your vampire blood takes over your werewolf blood.
And in the trailer,
vampire werewolf hybrid.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And in the trailer,
like
it shows
underworld guy.
It doesn't look like Skyrim. Like they show the Dawnguard castle, and it's fucking massive.
Oh,
like,
really? Do you think it's just going to be one like an enclosed?
I think it might be, because what they did with Shivering Isles on Oblivion was it's a whole new area.
Yeah.
So you go and you might start.
It's not a new area. It's different.
It was a realm. Yeah. Different realm. Yeah. But essentially, you don't carry over anything. So none of your stats carry
that's
over.
That's alright though. It'll give you a bit of the grind back again.
But it's good too, because like by the end of it, how OP is everyone by the end of it? And if you continue on with that character, this is going to be fucking one hit.
Who cares, man? Go in there, like,
it's
if
not
I,
fun.
I put in 100 and bloody so many hours in
if
my
I
character.
If I can one hit everyone, it's not fun.
It's fun for me after all the struggle I've been through in this
game. I've earned this.
Yeah, man. I've earned the power to fucking... I've been... Just like if you were in reality an archmage and you put all your life's work into being a mage... And you finally can fucking just tap someone on the head and they're dead, as if you wouldn't do it.
Well, I think Luke might be onto something here. I think
you did.
You will have to start from a point back again, because it looks like at the beginning of it, you do something and you end up with the vampires. Because there's a vampire who goes, now what choice will you make? So I think there's probably a bit of gameplay leading up to that moment where you make your choice.
Yeah.
Probably within that is something happens to your character.
Okay, well that's fair enough. Look, I'll accept it if you have to start again, but I just thought, you know.
Hmm.
But that means if it's going to be like a realm situation,
sure.
If it's going to be a realm situation, I just hope that when I travel back to Skyrim, everything like they are treated as a separate game, because I don't want to go back to Skyrim and have to start again.
I would,
but
I know you would, but you've done everything.
Yeah,
so
I don't think it'll be a complete other realm. I think it'll just be, this is up north somewhere off the map or something.
I don't think it'll be up north, because there's no snow at Dawnguard Castle.
True. It might be down near Cyrodiil or... Mm. I don't know.
Maybe that gateway to Morrowind is going to play a part into it that's actually built into the Skyrim.
No, it isn't Morrowind East.
Yes.
Because this is based around Markarth and Solitude.
Okay.
Because the other thing that's in the trailer was...
Maybe it's something further to the west.
An Elder Scroll plays a part. You can see an Elder Scroll on the back of one of the characters at the beginning. It's like, oh, it's got...
And then he opens it up and it's all glowing.
And it's all blood, no, not blood, but like red kind of imagery over the map. And you can see Markarth and Solitude on the map. So it's in that area.
Okay, cool. Mm.
And I don't know if it's going to be you're going to be able to do it, but it was showing vampires transforming like they had in that game jam. So the game jam where they had...
Into wings and looking...
Wings,
yeah.
Fly,
you can fly, only
speed.
A few feet off the floor, but you're skimming around.
That's
and
exactly like the game jam, isn't it?
Yeah, your speed gets increased by heaps, so you'll be able to shoot around with wings. And then they had a killing blow, where, I don't know if it was a killing blow, if it was just a vampire transforming into bats.
Nice.
Thousands, like hundreds of bats.
Yeah. What about, what did you just do?
Crossbow.
Crossbow?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's definitely going to be some new
weapon
skill trees to exploit.
Yes.
I hope there's a whole vampire skill tree.
Yeah, vampirism skill tree would be great. And that means that you have to do everything at night, doesn't it?
Oh.
And so 100 will definitely be transform into winged fucking demon.
As long as there's not a sparkle in the sunlight.
Demon of doom.
Yeah.
As long as there's not a sparkle in the sunlight.
No,
that's
25%.
No fucking
and so the glowing eyes, the glowing eyes that we got from the first teaser... You know, the picture with the glowing eyes, they're obviously vampires, because the dude is talking to you, he's got the, like, glowing...
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they had, there's a couple of seconds of the mounted combat, which obviously nothing new, but...
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
What else?
Yeah, I haven't played that, because I haven't played PC now, but apparently PC's already got it.
Yeah, PC's got it on beta.
Is your Skyrim working again?
No, not yet.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. I know, I've got to take a round of fucking Wizzy McWizzerson over here, so
sort
it out.
Wizzy McWizzerson, thank you. I like that name.
Fixy McFixerson.
Yeah, that's where we'll go. Right?
James will do.
And, so the mountain combat looked cool, and the dragons.
Oh, yeah.
What? What about dragons?
New attack mechanics. So it flies along, you're on some kind of ice lake, and it dives down and breaks through the ice, and water goes up everywhere and disappears under the ice there, and then it cuts. So I don't know what happens after that moment. But yeah,
and
so
then... And then out emerges a massive crab.
A new attack pattern.
Or slaughter fish.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we're all pretty good at killing dragons now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, by the end of it, it was so easy. Mm. So easy. Like, he's going to land now.
I'm at the point where I try to engage them and they run away. I don't know if that's normal.
No,
they literally normal. They fly away. They
instead
fly away.
Of like
I throw as many fireballs as I can at them, and I'm like, I never ever hit them. And
instead of coming within radius and like aggroing it, he comes within. They go, oh fuck!
It's him,
dragon lord.
I'm wearing dragon skin, so maybe
Six
pack. Sweet, that's a good rule. Cool. Oh, that's exciting. I'm going to watch the trailer when I get back.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be like at least 3 months or something? 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, it'll be for us,
oh.
It'll be August, because Xbox will have the exclusive from July, I think.
Bugger. I've forgotten what the title is called. But you know how we first found out about Dawnguard because Bethesda...
There was another one registered.
Yes.
Yeah, there was another one registered.
Oh,
remember.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like another two-symbol...
Shit, I might have it on my phone. Hang on a second.
$20. Now, when Shivering
US
Isles came
what's
out,
$20?
$20 US for
Dawnguard. Is the pricing announced?
When Shivering Isles came out, it was $30.
Mm.
Is that a factor? Do you reckon it'll be shorter than Shivering
Isles?
Maybe
they're just like rolling around.
But you know what?
They
say it's $20. If it's $20 US, expect to pay $99 here.
Yeah, right. That's different point, but yeah.
Well, for some reason, it's on the same server, but we charge Australians fucking $10.
It'll be paid $20 for the year subscription.
Yeah, bloody hell. I wouldn't buy it if it's a true.
How long was Shivering Isles to complete?
I think it was like another 10 hours.
Nah, maybe 5 hours? I don't know.
It was quite substantial.
Five hours is like a regular quest in Skyrim, like one of the main quests.
They said Shivering Isles was slightly longer than the Fighters or Mages Guilds in Oblivion, I remember that.
Oh, then that's more than 5 hours then, yeah.
Mm.
That's probably closer to 10.
Yeah. I think the Mage quest in Skyrim is about 9 hours, isn't it? A good 9 hour quest or 8 hour quest.
Mm. Yeah, if you do everything.
Yeah, like you do the whole thing,
rush around
you see the right way through.
Mm. Some of the storyline quests, I did that a little bit.
That's Tim's running animation.
I'm looking forward to Dawn Guard. I'm looking forward because the
well, we're all going to buy it. I think that's a fucking locked in.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be true.
Because I haven't played it for a couple of months, going back into it then, I'm going to be fully engaged with everything that you guys have done in the meantime and come back up to speed.
Excellent stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Best part about that game. 100.
Yeah, I'm still working on platinuming the game now. So I'm going to decided that I've got to do it.
After
properly.
You platinum it, we're going to have an intervention for you.
No, yeah. I'm gonna put it in a blender. I'm gonna put it in a blender, and I'm gonna drip feed myself with it once it's blended up.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I know. Look, I took a leaf out of Brad's book. So I'm gonna go into what we've been playing real quick. But I took a leaf out of your book, Brad, and I walked like halfway across the map last night just as a I've got to go there. I'm just gonna walk there. And it was good because my wife wanted to have a chat, so I was just walking and just killing all these other things that were happening, dragons and all that sort of stuff, and just getting there. And man, you discover a lot of shit, don't you, when you walk across? Like, I thought I discovered stuff when I get to it, when I fast travel to a spot, and I might scan the radius for 100 metres and then find a couple of caves, but I saw some crazy shit, man. So, I was like, yeah, it was really cool. Anyway, I thought about you. I was thinking about you.
Do you walk everywhere?
Yeah. It's an easy way to grind. It's an easy way to capture souls. It's an easy
you
way
must
to
be fucking fit.
Mate, I'm an athlete. Let's face it.
Yeah, if you did have to walk everywhere playing Skyrim, that'd be a big experience.
Mm.
Like if you never fast travelled.
I fast. Like, if I've finished a mission or something and I want to rip home and dump all the trees, like, that's fast travel. But if I have to go from somewhere to Riften, I've been to Riften before, I'll walk there usually.
Imagine.
Okay. Thieves Guild. Have you done Thieves Guild?
No, I haven't started that yet.
Right. I haven't done the Radiant missions yet.
You know the bringing the Thieves Guild back to glory?
Yeah.
Imagine walking that on that. Because you'd have to run to Solitude.
That would fucking
and
do
then
it.
Run back, and then he'd be like, no, I'll fucking go back there.
And if you had the wrong quest, he'd be like, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to ask you.
But
advice
I
on
use
that.
It to grind on the way there. Like, I kill everything I can find, bears. Yeah, I've made mammoths extinct again. That type of stuff, because and it increases my destruction magic. And
there would be someone online who their rule, their playstyle would be they could. Only
I was just about to say there is it's kind of like the permadeath theory where, but it's the hardcore. You play the game on the hardest difficulty level, and there's no fast travel. You have to walk. So that's there are people
see
doing
later
that.
300 hours.
Oh, it'd be easily 300 hours. Easily.
Nuts.
So on hard difficulty level as well.
And you just
so you die
like
a lot more often.
Trying to figure out shortcuts like cross mountain ranges.
Did I tell you guys that I ended up watching that guy do the fast playthrough?
No.
The two hour 40-minute speed run through the main quest. Amazing what you can get away with not doing. So I started watching. It's on YouTube. Just look it up, whatever it's called. But
I reckon Skyrim's probably in the title.
Skyrim somewhere. Skyrim speedrun, I think, comes up. It's like one of the first results.
What level was he when he finished it?
He finished the game on like level 8 or level 7 or something like that. It was like really low. But what he does is he sprints. It's on PC 100% because the loading times are stupidly fast. So what he does is he
was on like a Bethesda rig, no doubt, man. He worked for Bethesda.
No, it's not. This is a home guy that's heard about the Bethesda thing, and he's doing his own speedrun. It's very close. It's 2 hours 45 minutes, something like that. And so he plays the game by like I was watching his pattern. He runs out of stamina. Has a quick button for wait, waits 1 hour, and then runs again, waits 1 hour, runs again, waits 1 hour. The stamina's unlimited that way. So, and he does things like, and he you can see when he's panicking, when he's got low energy and his enemy's nearby and he can't wait, can't get his stamina back up, and he's trying to like freak out, and he's not trying to freak out, he's freaking out, he's running along, and it's awesome. Yeah. Really, really good watch, interesting, because he does only what is necessary to beat the game, yeah. He doesn't kill any enemies. He runs right through dungeons, all the way to the chest, and everything's happening around him. He picks it up, sprints all the way out again, and then, like, if he has to kill someone, like, the first Draugr that you got to kill when you first go the first word war you come across, he has to do that because it unlocks the whatever the item is that he has to get. and he only does things that he really, really has to do. It's pretty amazing to watch, actually. And after a while, you warm up to him, to his actual personality, because he's got running commentary.
You'd have to have the Indiana Jones theme song on, or the Benny Hill show music.
Indiana Jones would be less comical. So yeah, it's actually really—it's a really interesting watch. If you got 3 hours to waste, it's like it's got.
Can't say I do.
No, but you know, you watch. I watched it in like 10-minute things, and I just left it on pause on my iPad or whatever, and I just and then I was like resuming on my phone in my spare time and stuff. It took me like 3 weeks to watch the whole thing.
I think that intervention's.
When he rocks up with the full sleeve tattoo and the big scar,
it comes in the armor.
Did you get that email I sent you?
With
the cosplayer.
Wait, the one that, is that an old picture?
I don't know if it's old. No, I think it was a new one.
The one that says Tails. Not Tails.
I sent it last night on Facebook or something.
Oh fuck! I haven't.
No,
check Facebook.
I haven't.
Oh man,
I didn't even check Facebook.
Haven't seen that.
Oh. She was the hottest Dragonborn I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
It
was on Kotaku. It was fucking so good.
Okay. I think I've seen a fair bit of Skyrim cosplay, to be honest.
I think one of our listeners found a helmet on eBay.
One of our listeners?
By one of our listeners, I mean Mike Manners.
Oh, okay.
Ding! Speaking of listeners, we have some reader mail that we want to read out.
Stop it!
Let me finish this story.
Okay.
No, it's okay, go for it. I'm just
another premature segue.
Just right. I prematurely segued, I'm sorry.
No, all it was, he just found a
helmet.
A horned helmet, you know, the iron helmet.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the hoodies that have the little horns on the top?
No.
Yeah, there's hoodies on eBay. Look, on eBay you can find a Dragonborn hoodie, and it's just a jumper, but when you put the hood on, it's got the two little horn things that stick out.
I like the Dark Brotherhood t-shirt.
Yeah, it was awesome, eh? Yeah, I was totally want to buy
just
that.
Just quickly, you finished Dark Brotherhood, yeah?
Yes.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah. I never got to the end of it yet. I didn't know you got, like, a flaming horse.
Is he flaming?
Well, it's not really flaming.
Oh, because I heard someone was saying
what,
that it was
like...
The flaming horse in Dawnguard. Blue flames.
No, that's right.
There.
When I was watching the rewind thing, they were saying that there's the stored blue one and there's like something about it, then they referred to Shadowmere, which is like...
Yeah, so it looks a bit like Shadowmere, and he said, yeah, but this one's got a lot more blue flame.
Okay,
which is
cool.
Fair, because...
So what's Shadowmere look like?
Shadowmere is black with red eyes or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And is it quicker? Faster?
I know, it's very brief in the, trailer.
Because I remember in a... No, the one that's from a Dark Brotherhood, Shadowmere.
Is it quicker
than other horses?
That was the only horse I ever had.
Oh, really?
Really? Okay, I'll be able to tell you when I do it then, because I've had...
I was scared of losing the
pottering around horse.
And then I realised it's really hard to lose a horse when I got Shadowmere, so then I was like, cool.
I lost a horse now.
Because I lost...
I
jumped off this cliff and I was just like, oh, yeah, I'll jump off that. Legs broken.
I was forced to kill my own horse in hour one, so I haven't been on a horse.
One of the most tragic gaming moments of my life is when I lost dog meat in Fallout 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it broke my heart.
I feel your pain, brother.
I've been a bit...
Is that something I have to look forward to?
No, you can keep dog meat the whole way. In the end...
Is it a dog?
Yeah, it's a dog, yeah. In the end, I actually went back to a previous save point like 10 hours earlier before like bugs and stuff had taken dog meat away from me completely. And I just left him in my house. Came home every now and again, threw him some meat.
I did that with Lydia until I decided to take her out, and then she died, and I was like, fuck this, you just stay there.
Were you like so burnt from that you couldn't then go to the Cybertronic dog in New Vegas?
I never have played New Vegas.
Oh, really?
Now, I was so worried about the bugs when it was first released. I was telling James about it the other
day.
Yeah,
I love that hat thing.
The
hat one's crazy. For those who don't know, you steal somebody's hat, and the whole of the New Vegas strip disappears. So that's rendering the rest of the game very difficult.
That hat was a key component to the game.
Bloody hell. Can you imagine, like, shit, that's my program.
Yeah, that was my error.
Yeah.
But there was, like, loads of crazy things happening. Like, when you first wake up in New Vegas, apparently there's this dude talking to you and telling you a little bit about what's happened. And his head was just rotating, like, 360 degrees.
I love it, but it's not 360 degrees around. It's 360 degrees, like, facing you. Like, clockwise it's rotating. So he's talking
so
to you, and
here
his face is going upside down and stuff. It's awesome.
Oh, I've got an Xbox.
I'll give it to you.
I forget about my poor Xbox down in the dungeon.
I'll give it to you then, so you can play it.
Oh, nice. Huh. Look at this guy.
I'm considering trading my second PS3 towards an Xbox, just to have the system.
Mm. Yeah. Well, on the topic of that, if any of you want to borrow my PS3 games, go for it, because my disc drive...
No! Your PC and your PS3 are fucked.
Oh, well, my PC is just Skyrim, thank God. But my PS3
otherwise you would have
now,
brought over my house a
I went
long
the other day and I was
ago.
Like, yeah, let's play some, I can't even remember what it was.
Uncharted.
Uncharted or Assassin's Creed or something, chucked it in. Nothing happened.
Bit down.
Nothing happened. Blu-ray?
See, this is why I prefer the Xbox. At least have the common courtesy to give you three red rings.
Send it back.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to say because the Xbox 360 doesn't break.
No, but it has the common courtesy.
We all know he couldn't have gone there.
No way.
He couldn't have gone there.
Okay, cool. At least it has a common courtesy.
So you're
going to
let me New Vegas.
Yes.
You've let me Reckoning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Back into my cave.
Yeah, I officially stopped playing Reckoning. Because as much as I enjoy my sleep, I want to play games more. The thing fucking puts me to
sleep.
Sleep
when you're dead.
Oh, it's exactly right. Oh, exactly God. Right. And it's just uncanny. Oh, I received my Modern Warfare 3 Turtle Beach wireless headphones the other day.
Oh, nice.
They're very nice. Stereo sound, so they're not quite the 5.1 that I'm used to with my being spoiled headphones. But they're awesome because they're wireless, they're light. I did give Skyrim a 2-minute run last night. I didn't get to play it much with the headphones on. But, man, it is good. And I tested the surrounding sound, like the surround sound, should I say, like with the headset. So I walked up to an NPC and let him start blabbing, and then I started to turn around so I could see where the sound would travel. And what it does is, on my 5.1 headphones, you can hear directionally exactly where they are behind you. But with the Turtle Beach ones, you sort of get the general idea that they're behind you. So it's still good, but it's not quite... great.
That's good.
But yeah, they can be upgraded using another Turtle Beach accessory to create 7.1 sound.
Cheeky shout out to Pete Broom. He uses and recommends Turtle Beach headsets.
Yeah, he uses a Turtle Beach PX, the Xbox X12 or X5 or whatever it is, whatever the 5.1 wireless.
I'd like to send a shout out to my friends at Articulate.
Yes.
And while we're doing shout outs, I just got a message from a mate of mine, Callan, listening to your podcast while playing Star Wars.
Very good. So, all right, that's a shout.
So, hello, Callan.
That's a shout out to you, my friends.
You
now,
just
got
that message.
Yeah, literally just said.
So, which podcast are you listening
15,
to?
15, probably.
Yeah, he must be listening last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, not live.
I was going to say, are we just... are we now a radio show?
By the way, gamers, we are now live on... That'd be awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What's next week?
It's like a week off and we've got fucking...
We're
going to
be doing...
We're going
to start doing video chats
like
and shit like that.
Like on your studio with the view.
Very nice. I think we're going to start booking...
Except for the bird
shitting
on the window.
What I'm going to do, once this room is available to be booked, I'm going to book it out for like a whole year.
Yeah,
Luke with a comfortable chair, I've just realised that.
Yeah, he wheeled it in.
Hey, did we have to read them out?
We have one comment from the website and one email. So,
hello,
we'll
read the email.
I'm in a much better mood than I was when I walked in. I was still hurting from Prometheus, but talking about games has lifts the soul.
And it's Friday.
And have you stopped playing this guy? Are you still going hard with that?
No,
that's Item Land. Update from Item
Land. Oh, please.
Updates from Item Land.
I sweated my way through an Item Land for a sword the other day, and it did make a significant difference to it.
Okay.
But once again, just enough difference to beat the next level, get loads of money, and buy the next best sword.
Right.
Fuck, man. I mean, seriously, you could spend a lifetime playing this game. So has anyone ever been addicted to a puzzle game or something like that?
And
you just chuck it in every now and again, you play it for half an hour, or even a shooter, to a degree.
Yes, I have, definitely.
That's what Disgaea has now become. So
So Disgaea is your default game?
Yeah, if I'm like... Yes, I couldn't put it... I can't.
That's a Brad saying, that one. I'll learn that from Brad, the default game. Because I asked him about Skyrim, and he goes, Skyrim will be my default game when he was playing... Space Marines and other things, and I've learnt from that too. I'm like thinking, yes, I am just a little bit too obsessed with Skyrim, but I probably should play other games, and I've been doing that as well.
First acceptance. Four more to go. 12 steps, isn't
12
it?
Steps,
pretty
12
soon
steps.
We're going to start with a podcast that's like, hi, my name's James.
The nominee.
12 days since my last.
My name's James, and I'm addicted to Skyrim.
Thank you, James, for sharing. Yes, round of
applause. This is the man that when I was getting pumped, getting near release day, he was just like, I might have to borrow it off you, see if I like it.
Yeah. Total convert.
But yes,
look, I'm not afraid to say the fucking game changed my entire direction in gaming, and all you, my friends, know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I was Battlefield's awesome, this, that, shoot people, blah, 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 guns, good. And then all of a sudden Skyrim come out, I'm like, magic!
Morals, questionable.
No doubt.
Yeah, just Skyrim goes in when nothing else. I grind, I put something more exciting in.
Okay, cool. Brilliant.
Read a mail.
Read a mail. This one is from Mr.
This one?
This one.
This makes sound like it's a regular occurrence.
It is. Once every.
Isn't this the one that we haven't forgot to read over the last
yes.
3 weeks?
It's about 3 weeks overdue. Used to we don't get much mail. Please send us more mail if you
don't get read out. That's why.
Get your mate that's playing Star Wars to send us an email.
That's as good as anything, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, shut up.
So,
Tim.
Tim. Okay, this is from Nick. To the esteemed panel and Brad. Okay, so he's obviously...
This is our mate Nick.
This is our mate Nick.
Right, okay.
Our mate Nick. Once
Nick,
again...
Nick from Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. God, Mr. Nicky Nickerson. That doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Jerky McJerkson, if you keep referring to me as and Brad.
You got me. Okay. Once again, great podcast and awesome efforts. Thank you. With the growth and widespread success of RPG games, mainly Skyrim, will this for the foreseeable future be the downturn of single player platform games? And as the gaming market becomes tougher and more competitive, so he literally means platform games like Mario, etc. So,
good questions. I think Rayman Origins was a classy.
That's a great game,
so
hey.
Good.
Platform game.
So good.
Amazing. That game.
He did define single player, and Rayman you can actually have up to four
yeah.
co-op players at the same time.
And Luke and I will attest to how fun it is when you play two player. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Georgie and I play it.
Oh, you got it as well, have you?
I borrowed it.
Oh, I wish it was online.
Yeah.
Oh, so that would be fucking awesome.
It is, isn't it?
No.
Only local. Sure? Only local, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Only local.
I'm going to buy it. I think I'm going to buy it, but I think I'll wait till it's cheap.
$26.
Fuck off. I'm going to buy this weekend.
Game shop now.
I can't. I've got to play New Vegas and Reckoning and Disgaea.
Let me know what you think of Reckoning anyway, because you've got to buy that first.
I think the platformer...
First world problems.
Good call.
The AAA platformer is dead, I reckon.
So,
Rayman, okay, is a AAA, but look at that. Like,
it's got a sequel coming out.
Is it?
Is there? Mm-hmm. Fuck, I've got to finish it then.
Because I didn't think, like, I know it's critically acclaimed and
stuff.
I know it's critically acclaimed.
Little Big Planet's awesome.
Yeah,
I played that last
Big Planet
actually.
Is one as well, but, well, they're dying. But I think more platformers now are going to be indie games. Like, I last night bought Super Meat Boy.
Is that good?
Fucking awesome.
Cool.
Really awesome. It's
been out for a while, Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, and it was like 60% off on Steam, so I got it for $5.
Oh,
like,
bloody hell, Steam sales. You're
so
do
I got that. And then the other one I was just thinking of then was Limbo.
Oh, year, what a game.
Which I'm
Limbo.
Close to the end, but I'm stuck on this fucking bit. But anyway, like, those two games, I think I paid $5 for Limbo as well. And indie games, smaller, made by, like, small little teams.
I paid
full price for Limbo, and it was totally worth it.
As far as sheer fun is concerned, playing a platform is right out there, I reckon. It's kind of the design the video games were meant to be when they were constricted.
Well, if you think about it, if you go all the way back to Pitfall, that's you know, every platform game basically comes from that, doesn't
yeah.
it, really?
That was a cracker.
Remember swinging across the little things and the vines and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
and
little
then
snakes. The burst of adrenaline when back in the day when you swung across the... Whoa! Never get better than this!
And
this
just
is
like,
awesome.
If they're done well, it can be so like last night when I was playing it, because I thought I'd just give it a crack. And next day, like, it was an hour later, and I was, I don't know, the sort of like Mario World sort of thing. I'm in the first world, I got to the boss fight. And it was like a time thing where I had the boss chasing me and I had to get through the bit while before he got to me. And I was like, every time, I must have done it fucking 20 times. And I'm like, I could just see the end. I was like, I can fucking do this. Just like focusing and just like, come on. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just that.
You had your angry face on.
And like, I was just there and it wasn't like, I'd start out and I'd just get to here and then I'd be like, oh, that must be close to the end. I'd get to here and I'd be like, just, if
yeah.
you can do it well.
They are frustrating.
Have you finished Origins?
No.
Okay.
No, I only played it for a couple of days.
Luke and I
it's hard,
smashed
it
for, what, a couple of hours? We gave it a good hit. We must
He's
have done
a way better platform than me. I was, like, tagging behind, like, trying to spawn on him because we're doing the two-player one. He's just right up ahead on the map.
Yeah, there's levels in the... You know the levels that are moving for you and you have to just survive? Yeah. And I'm like, all right. Well, I was almost at the very front, like keeping up with the thing, and then Luke would be there for a little while, and then all of a sudden he'd be back here, and then he'd fall off, and then spawn again, and then he'd fall into a hole there, and then he'd come back, and he would,
and then just and randomly, I'd be like coming along, and I'd be a little bit behind, and then he'd stop and fucking just smack me in the head, wind up his hand, and do like wind up, whack, and just knock me off.
It was accidental, but it was always at the most inconvenient time, and send him straight off the cliff. My shit,
like,
sorry, man.
So
he's
good.
An ass, isn't he?
Yeah.
No video games.
Yeah. So there's no fucking co-op.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You found out for real the other day. Hey, we played
in answer
against
to the
other.
Next question, I don't think they're dead. No, they might be dying, but look, they're still fighting.
There's always going to be
in the death throes, but
not every like the gaming demographic reaches from 3 years old to however.
Yes,
right?
So because I borrowed it off my cousin's kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And they love it.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's and then it's there's no shame in liking platformers as an adult either. So there's no
not at all, but
as
like,
long as there's people paying money for games like WrestleMania 12, there's every game's got a chance.
But I think today, like nowadays, like I think it'd be rare that not someone like us, but the normal Joe Blow who's 20 plus would go and buy Rayman. You know what I mean? But back in the day, Mario's...
You never know. Some people that appreciate...
Mario's... Mario was fucking as, 3 till 50.
As good as Rayman was, the reason I haven't bought it is because I resent paying the full price for it, which is why I think your indie games releasing on XBLA and PSN is probably the right way to go for it.
If you can pick up Limbo for under $10, I guarantee you won't regret the money spent at all. And if you do regret it, I'll give you that $10.
Okay. I guarantee it'll make your head hurt.
It is endorsed by James.
By the end of it, man, I'm just like... Oh, come on, how the fuck?
I finished it. I finished it.
Is it really hard?
No, not really hard.
Is it controller biting hard?
No.
Okay. It's like
I finished it in one sitting.
Punch it, mate.
That's how good it was. I think it's about a 5-hour game. I sat there for 5 hours and finished it because I just didn't want to let it go.
But, like, I don't know,
Is this the silhouette one?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your brain just must work differently to mine because there were some things where, like, I was just like, and I'm looking at it and you're trying to take it all in and it just, there was some little thing that you're just not thinking about and then... You go, oh, okay, I can do that.
And I'm like, yeah, but I just did that. And it's like, oh. And I must admit, I did have help from the wife.
Is that by that game company as well?
No. It's by a guy called Art Jensen.
He's a designer. I think there is a release company behind it as well. I can't remember the actual.
Hmm.
See, if we wrote a list really of what games we're going to talk about,
but there was probably 3 times where I've had to just be like, fuck it, and get on YouTube.
Oh yeah, and watch the video. But like, I didn't have to do that at all. So I think it was, but I had like there was bits where I was stuck and my lateral thinking got in the way of the puzzle they made, and then Nikki would walk past her and go, oh, look, press that thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then off you go. And
Doesn't that make you want to hate your wife?
No.
Mine does that.
I love it. If she even looks at a video game, I'm happy, man.
Oh,
so
press that, lift that up, and...
No.
Damn it, I've been sitting here for 5 minutes trying to figure that out.
5 minutes. First world problem. When I was playing Uncharted, I got really good at the shooting at it, and the missus helped me with puzzles.
Yeah.
When I got to the last, taking a deep breath, okay, oh god, water's rising around me. So I got there and do this and pull that lever and all train out, and there
we are. Yeah, I used to give Nikki the in between fight bits.
Yeah.
Hand the controller over and she'd do all the jumping and puzzling and then give it back to me when there's fighting.
Damn woman in there. Multitasking.
there is a further
cooking
question.
And knitting at the same time.
Send your hate mail.
There is a further question.
We don't have any chick listeners.
There is a further question for Tim.
Oh.
For Tim, are you crossing off days, counting down the minutes until Skyrim DLC is available? How many of the rest of the panel will be buying it straight away as well? We've already answered that.
Yeah.
And Peter is wearing regular clothes today because he's asking what will Peter be wearing today. Because he's not here, so he's just wearing normal.
No, Tim's going to dress up today.
Yeah.
So yes, Tim is in his race outfit, and apparently it's not a tie.
Well, I've been called. I've been asked if I'm going to a funeral, and I've been called Father Fisher. So
yeah. And I've just noticed your cufflinks too. They're a bit special for the. Oh god, jeez, put that away.
Yeah.
Tim, put your pants back on.
We'll save that. We'll save that for
the
visual
podcast
eventually.
I'm referring to my cufflinks and belt buckle, by the way.
Okay, so and then we got another comment from Whip Whip Wally on the.
I haven't answered that freaking question. You're just jealous that no question's been directed at you.
Cut it off.
Didn't you already say you're looking forward to the DLC?
I did, but not in hashtag. Thank you, listener. I am counting the days. I will be buying it on day one. Thank you.
So,
go about your business.
Question.
That is all.
When the 1.6 update comes out and the mounted combat is available, are you going to use that before the DLC is available, or do you think you're not going to touch the game until the DLC comes out?
No, I'll probably get 1.6.
It's not sacred. You don't have to leave it till the...
Tim hasn't got any desire to play it just yet. Like, his desire's there, but not motivation.
He'll get in, hack some... Giants up.
I wonder when they release the trophy list for this DLC. Good. Shit. I have to platinum it now before that fucking DLC's released and they take my platinum away.
Yes.
Because that's going to happen, isn't it?
They do that.
Yeah. They increase the achievement list, so the achievements are never 100%.
Oh, fuck. Ooh, we've got 3 months for you to fix my Skyrim.
I wanted to fix it for you last week. All right, we'll sort that out.
Oh, you need to fix my...
your PC as well? Yeah. Okay.
Fix him, make fixes.
Bring him over. Bring beer. All right, so the next...
harsh, but fair.
Not fair.
Not even harsh.
okay, next, it was a comment from the website. Thank you to Whip Wally. And that was, love the podcast, guys. Keep up the good work. Gamers really do make the world go round. Do you think California games can be taken into the 21st century? Second question, was Footbag ever cool? brilliant question.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
California games is amazing.
Yes. California games is sacred.
What was their favourite game in California?
Surfing.
Really? I was biked on BMX all the way.
Half bike.
Oh, wow. I could never get past the half bike.
It was harder, wasn't it?
So mine was actually Footbag. I really love the footbag. Yeah.
Footbag was cool. Footbag and BMX. You know,
I love trying to hit the bird. It was flying across.
There was a guy stood in the background in the BMX track just waving, and he looked like Bono in Joshua Tree Era U2.
Oh, right, that's it.
Because he had a little bike, single.
Yeah, yeah.
Long hair.
And remember that.
When I wanted to relax, Frisbee. Yeah. It was so straightforward.
I used to like the roller skating one too, because you'd play the chicken
shit on
the path.
Hit the crack and honestly. Yeah.
It was so good.
Fucking need crack. To fucking copyright this. It's a great idea.
That was a good
California
idea.
California Games 2012, bring it back.
Yes, I think you absolutely could bring it
back. As long as it's kept in this, like a better looking but exact format as the original. Like if it's 3D and you're going forward as opposed to going left to right, I think it would be a bit of a shit. I don't know if it'd be good.
It's 3D, I think.
Because it might be like 3D, another Wave Racer 64 like style game, you know what I mean? Like it was just sort of a good, like that pioneered the water racing games, I suppose, but then it was like not that good. But surfing was awesome too. Surfing was great once you could learn how to
do it. Once you get mastered the leaving the water and entering at exactly the same angle you left at.
Yeah, yeah, it was very scientific. But that's that's.
I think if they did, I mean, you can make several AAA games out of that. And if they did that all in one bundle, then it would just be you wouldn't need any kind of.
I'm going to pitch an idea.
Maybe do it as
I'm
going to
pitch
like
an idea. Online, live tournament, freaking California games.
Yeah.
So you all line up, you watch each other do the round, which would be bloody hilarious watching other people win. You all can comment at the same time. And then once like someone falls over, they're like, whatever you feel. And then that's my turn, I shit.
Yes. So. Awesome.
And maybe they could do like you say, maybe BMX is $5 or $10. Skating is $5 or $10.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
$10.
Yeah.
Like
and then
episodes sort of thing.
And then when all your powers are combined, you can have California you games.
Do it all.
Compete for the like the major trophy.
Yeah.
Remember the little music?
I don't remember the
shitty little tune that gets stuck in your head for days. I don't even want to try and remember it because
I'm gonna look for a supplement.
That was good.
Just quickly, one thing I really liked on that Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
As you're going through it, because it's like essentially you're a piece of meat that
you're
jumps
just
on
a piece
walls,
of meat.
And you got to dodge spinning blades and stuff coming out of the floor and all
forks
this stuff.
And knives
and
stuff.
Obviously, and obviously, you die, you go back to the start. Well, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know the story behind it, it's not much. And essentially, any
piece of meat story arc.
Yeah. Character progresses really well.
can you level up?
No, you can't actually. But there's
now I feel it.
You do have to save a princess, so there's a good gaming stereotype there.
Okay.
But whenever you jump on a wall, it leaves like this big patch of blood on the wall. And then
so you're raw meat.
Yeah, raw meat. Bleeding raw meat.
Nice.
And so
as a butcher,
every time you
that's
die,
what happens when you throw meat at the wall too.
So it's realistic too. But
so
every
realistic.
Time you die, you go back to the start, and then at the end, when you complete the level, it plays through all at once on the map every one of your attempts. So playing at once, you've got all these little dudes going up, showing you, your attempts and showing you got nearly to the end.
Does it zoom out and show you everything, or how does it work?
Well, all the maps are pretty much mostly just a platform anyway, and then it just moves a little bit across up the screen. So most of the map is on the screen already,
cool.
And it just shows that, and then you get your little dude.
That sounds cool. That sounds awesome. That sounds really good.
It was really good.
Just as well, Cody was asking when I'm... another listener.
Listener.
Better be a listener. Could review Torchlight, and I'm said I'm going to get that next week, maybe.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
So, we look forward unless Diablo takes me next week, then I'm maybe off.
There's a good chance.
Might put that on the back burner for a
then there'll be no podcast for a few weeks because of Diablo.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I was all pumped for Diablo, and then I watched that review of Good Game for Max Payne 3.
Yeah, I haven't watched the rest of the review. I don't want to score it yet.
It looks amazing.
It does look good. And they're especially commenting on the way that the cutscenes go straight into the gameplay. So what they do is to hide the loading. There's like it's cutscene heavy
Uncharted
in the game.
Style.
But no, not even.
Really?
No, Uncharted's got like you can tell the difference between cutscene and gameplay in Uncharted. But what they do is they do the cutscenes are so well done that what they do is like at the end of the cutscene you open a door and as you walk through it's gameplay. Like
sweet.
Yeah, so yeah. You're right in there.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they said the story is amazing and can't wait to get that fucking Hurry Up Australia Post.
Yeah, I'll probably buy that too.
It's going to be a very good one.
I wish you were getting on freaking PlayStation though. You can play online.
I like the listener contributions.
Yeah.
Because it sends us off in directions we probably wouldn't.
Yeah, well, please remember to send your mail.
I would have California Games. Yeah.
I'm having like 96 flashbacks to California.
I mean, we're all different parts of the world. Like in our childhood, playing California Games, and here we are now talking about.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Keep them coming, listeners. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. So, all emails to thepeoplesnoob at gmail.com. Or leave comments on the website, and we'll filter them and put them through. I get lots of spam.
So, did they put that on?
That was
an
a comment.
Article,
that was a comment on the last podcast.
On the last pod.
Nice. Yes.
So, thank you very much.
Very good.
Was his name Willy Wagtail Wanker?
Whip Wally.
Whip Wally, sorry.
Yes.
Whip Wally. Good job, Whip.
Yeah.
Well done.
Guess the parents on that.
And who knows Whip Wally?
I actually do.
Damn it, one day we'll have someone we
comment,
don't know.
The comment came independently though, it wasn't anything from me. Like it was just, I was like, who the fuck's Whip Wally?
Okay,
if
there's a listener that doesn't know us, can you please make contact? We're feeling a little bit like...
We will send you a
cabin
prize.
Fever.
I hope my friend picked that up. I'm going to enhance just that.
Hey, look, if you're local, we may do.
What?
Send a prize.
I've got a fishing... I will donate the fishing rod from my Sega Bass fishing on my Wii.
That's awesome.
We'll use that.
That's a great prize.
Beautiful.
If you need the fishing rod for Sega Bass fishing, I don't have the game or the Wii anymore.
And it only works for Sega Bass fishing, so you'll have to find that yourself.
Hey, look, it's a
fishing
rod.
Okay, funniest reader mail for the next, I don't know, 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
Wins that.
Done. All right.
Cool. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I might get some of the non-friend listeners out of the woodwork.
Yeah, guys, if you do this,
signed by all members of the podcast.
Oh, beautiful. Little Jimmy at home's like, I've got Sega Bass. I don't have the rod. Fuck.
Yeah, signed by the gamers.
Who's to Little Jimmy, did you say?
Yeah, no, I just went for a name.
Yeah. But then you implied like Little Jimmy, little kid.
Yeah.
And then went, fuck.
Sorry, Little Jimmy.
Apologies to Little Jimmy's parents.
Little Jimmy also plays Call of Duty.
No.
Yeah,
he's so fuck you.
Yeah.
I miss sandwich. Toilet. Toilet. My toilet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Brilliant. Anything else for this week? Anyone got any plans for the gaming week ahead?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get stuck into Reckoning.
Okay.
I want to give you guys my thoughts on that. But
I'm keen to know, like, if you manage to get about 5 hours in, I'm keen to know what you think.
Easily. Tomorrow's raining, and the missus is going to a hen's party.
Beers and Reckoning it is.
So she's got a bail at about 10 in the
morning.
Dude,
I'm totally coming over.
That sounds like happy days.
Yeah, it is. I like the Friday night routine for me is
to
get a carton of beer.
If you don't mind me saying over the air, Brad, we're going to plan Game Tathlon soon.
Yep.
/ Alcoholicost.
Yep.
the
Alcoholicast.
Alcoholicast.
Oh, great.
Brilliant name. On record. Perfect. Alcoholicast. Gamers Make the World Go Around. Game Tathlon. Alcoholicast.
Fucking brilliant.
In about
6 or so weeks, we'll say around 4 to 6 weeks, we'll try and plan a night over at Mr. Brad's house.
Yeah, because the big TVs and
so on. Multiple TVs, multiple systems. The plan is, listeners, that we're going to play games for a while. We're going to have a few, maybe a few too many drinks, and then we're going to record a live cast and then we'll play some more games.
Can we do that like quarterly or half yearly?
Yeah,
I'd love to do it up at my joint as well with like the country size.
Yeah, and then we're going to do.
I'm glad you finished with. Can we have a fire?
Yeah, we're
going to
do it.
Yeah, fire is a call.
We're going to have we're going to do smithing at Pete's house one day as well. We're going to go smithing.
Oh man, this is great.
So we're we got to use our smithing attempts as potential prizes. Yes.
Perfect.
And I don't think alcoholicost and smithing go hand in hand.
Probably not, but it'd be hilarious to find out.
It'd be great radio.
Yeah.
Hey, in Skyrim, you drink potions to enhance blacksmithing, yeah?
Yeah.
Same deal. I'm pretty sure if you look at the bottle, at the back of a rum can, it says increases pool playing 25%.
I'm pretty sure I've got a beer that says increases smithing by
25%.
Brilliant.
Good times.
Well, so look forward to that in the coming month or two. Hopefully, we'll definitely do our best to all get organised and be there at the same time and have a massive cast for it.
Awesome.
And so anything else? Anything?
No.
Brilliant.
Much happier than when I walked in.
Good to hear. Well, this has been the Gamers Make the World Go Around podcast, episode number 16. Please contact us at thepeoplesnoob@gmail.com. Follow us on anything that you can find us on. you can follow us on Podomatic. Follow us on Podomatic.com. Subscribe to us in iTunes. And see yous out. So while listening to Luke rip open his fucking lunch.
Okay.
I actually should have better turn on airplane mode. Don't want to forget that. Let me get buddy work to do. Airplane on!
C is for cookies.
Brilliant. That's a nice view in this room actually.
Except for the bird shit.
Yeah. I happen to like bird shit dripping down windows. Okay, it's pretty nice.
How's the serenity?
And the bird shit.
How's the bird shit?
The schnauzberries taste like schnauzberries.
Well, it's that the other night actually.
Super Troopers.
Mm.
That I love that part at the end.
I haven't seen the end. I haven't seen the whole movie. I haven't watched the whole thing.
The part in the end where they're having the party. And they're making him walk back and forward and they're throwing pillows and stuff at him. And then one of them, hoists a fire extinguisher.
Oh, shit.
Ting! He's like, what?
Have you seen,
ping!
Have you seen the Tenacious D movie? The Pick of Destiny?
Yes.
Do you know there's this mad bit in where they go to this college party and they're way too old to be there and all that sort of shit. And, Kyle goes, when they say him and JB separate and they go, Kyle goes to some little party and he's drinking beer and he's out of beer. And he's walking down the stairs and one of the college guys grabs one of those big red plastic cups and pegs at his head, but you can just tell it lands perfectly and makes that sweet sort of twing sound dunk on the back of his head. And you can see all the extras just instantly their faces are ready to crack up now, burst out in the laughter and stuff. And you can tell he's got to act sad, but he's really trying not to laugh because it was such a mad hit. Brilliant. Funny stuff.
How much longer do we have to wait for Colonial Marines?
We'll talk about that today.
Is it delayed as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
everything fucking's getting pushed, man.
I think that this E3 is the end of this week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Prometheus started this week. Ooh, yeah.
Started or starting?
I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for us next week.
PlayStation 3 has got live coverage built in.
Really?
Yes.
Aye.
I don't know if I'd watch it on PlayStation, but pretty.
Pod,
That's totally going to be the intro song. Awesome.